It's A Couple Cooks, the podcast with Sonia and Alex Overheiser. We're a couple on a mission to find the tastiest good-for-you eats you can make in your kitchen, because the way we eat can make a meaningful difference.
Join us as we chase after real good food through stories, recipes, and conversations about cooking at home and eating well.
Welcome to the A Couple Cooks podcast, 2017 edition.
I'm Sonia.
And I'm Alex.
And we started this podcast as a biweekly inspiration for eating and living well. Long story short, we got married and wanted to learn to cook. Now we know how to cook and we want to inspire you to cook more. It's been a wild ride in 2016. We've had a blast exploring home cooking and other topics together. We're looking forward to 2017, a brand new year of talking to new inspirational people, learning about new ingredients, and talking about delicious recipes.
So while we're sharing recipes, we'd love it if you shared the podcast with your friends. The best way for our podcast to get known around the world is for you to tell someone who you know loves to cook and would enjoy listening to this podcast. So it's a new year, Sonia. Are you doing resolutions this year?
Well, I've kind of stopped doing resolutions and started doing words. And I thought that this was a kind of a brilliant idea until I saw almost everyone I know on social media doing it this year, too. So apparently I wasn't the only person who thought of it.
Doesn't mean it's not brilliant, just maybe not original.
Okay, good point. So I think the past couple years, you and I have been doing words for the next year. And I wonder how many of our podcast listeners out there also think of one word that's the theme for the year. Today, we're going to talk about kind of our words we've brainstormed for wellness goals, because we know a lot of you out there probably have some goals for healthy eating in the next year. It seems like every January, healthy eating and fitness is a big hot topic, which is funny since it should be throughout the entire year, but usually we have a little more focus in the new year. So Alex and I have been talking about our words in terms of healthy eating and cooking for 2017. Alex, do you have a word?
Repeat.
Okay. What does that mean?
I want to find some healthy habits and just work on repeating them versus always trying something new, which is my tendency. I feel like when I fall into that pattern, new things, if they don't work out, tend to get a lot of cheese and oil added to them so that they're edible.
Like the other day when you made cheesy quesadillas for lunch.
With cheese on the side.
With a side of cheese.
So maybe if I find a really good kale salad that I like, maybe I'll just try repeating it once a week instead of trying something new that I need to fatten up to make tasty.
That's a good idea.
How about you? Do you have a word of intention for 2017?
Oh man, you stole my word. It's actually intentional.
Oh, wow.
With a partner word. Can you have partner words?
Hyphenated?
No, it's just another word that goes along with it.
Semicolon?
So intentional is one word that I want to use. So just being more planned and intentional about the way that I approach food, along with slow. That's my partner word.
Like slow cooking, intentionally making slow cooked beans?
Kind of, I guess. I think just slowing down. So this is kind of related to personal life as well, but just I feel like I've been running a sprint for quite a while in my life, and I just really am looking at pursuing slowing down in 2017, being more intentional about the choices that I'm making, trying not to pack too many things into one day, and making time to cook nourishing meals for myself and for you.
That sounds like a great idea.
Oh, you're going to edit that out?
No. That's a great idea. You have a tendency to run at a sprinter's pace even when you're in the midst of a marathon. So I think intentionally slowing down is a great way for you to prepare yourself for 2017.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking of 2017, we are hot in the middle of a cold, cold winter. And what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'll admit, you know this already, but I'll admit to our podcast listeners that I kind of detest winter. Actually, I kind of hate it.
You tend to be an optimist for most part of life, but winter just pulls out the pessimist side of you.
It does. And even being born and raised in Minnesota does not help me to embrace the winter season. Somehow growing up in it, I survived, but now that I live in Indiana, I've become a little bit of a wuss about winter. So I am in dire need of some coping mechanisms. For this show, we decided to contact an expert. This is a person who was raised in Texas, but has moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she loves winter. You may remember her from previous podcast episodes. Her name is Melissa Coleman. She is the writer of the blog, The Faux Martha. And we went to catch up with her at her beautiful home in Minneapolis and learn about some ways to survive winter. So this year, we thought we would come back to The Faux Martha, self-proclaimed minimalist, and talk to her about something a little bit different. This year, we wanted to talk about winter. That is, surviving the season of winter. So I am, I'm from Minnesota originally, and as I've grown older, surviving the winter has been harder and harder for me. And I know that many of you listeners around the country and even around the world have a hard time surviving winter. So we thought we would talk to Melissa. She was raised in Texas and she now lives in Minneapolis and loves her some winter.
I do. Winter is not surviving, it's thriving. I cannot wait for the first big snowfall. I'm probably 2% of the world. I understand that.
Exactly, especially since you weren't raised around the snow.
I know. I spent 2 years in Colorado as a kid, and I knew that that was the way of life. And so I've been itching to get back to snow, and adulting allowed me to move wherever I wanted. So I found snow, and I am staying in snow.
And a whole lot of it.
Well, since we moved here, we've had 2 light winters. So I am the only one out there doing a major snow dance like every day. But just me. It's just me, not my neighbors.
So Alex and I thought this year maybe we would start something called Survive Winter, hashtag Survive Winter, which means coping mechanisms for getting through those tough winter months, January and February specifically, but even into March. And I know here in Minnesota, April is still winter.
Yes, we always check back at our photos to see when the last snowstorm was. I think last year it was like April 16th or 18th we got a snow, so...
Man, I don't know if I could handle that one. So we are here. We're in Melissa's house. We're cozied up by the fire, having a little fireside chat. We have our coffee, and we are ready to talk about survival tips for surviving winter. All right, Melissa, what are some tips that you have for making it through January, February, March?
Yes, so I'm going to kind of take a step back. I'll give a couple tips, but I love winter I love the rhythm of winter. I love the rhythm of the seasons. I love that summer is light and it's easy and it's busy, and then fall you begin to slow down a little bit. But I love winter because it just reminds me to pause, to break, and to enjoy a fire, to enjoy a warm cup of coffee. To slow down. It's just this visual reminder. I think it's the snow. Like sometimes the snow lingers so long in the air, it looks like it might stay. And it's just this reminder to slow down. So I have come to fully love and embrace just the reminder to slow down. So I guess some tips on that would be to make some rituals. I make myself a cup of AeroPress coffee at 2 p.m. every day.
Yes.
It's so good. It's warm. And it's another reminder to slow down. I sit in front of the fireplace every single night, probably, and turn on the fire.
What's something someone could do if they don't have a fireplace?
Well, we just got a fireplace this year. And last winter, we created the ritual of watching the snow. We'd go in our bedroom and sit and watch the snow at night after we put our 3-year-old down. So I think it's just creating rituals for yourself. And that's what winter feels like, because you're inside a lot. So it's easy to create and keep rituals, unlike summer.
Great idea. I'm going to think about some rituals that I could start. I know I'm kind of a coffee guzzler, so it's really any hour of the day I might be drinking coffee. But I love the thought of maybe having some hot tea in the afternoon. Or, yeah, exactly, sitting by the fire, snuggling up, getting cozy in the evenings.
Yep. It's just that time of year that it gives you a good reason to catch up on all the shows, all the books you've been waiting to see. Everything is just a constant reminder to slow down. And I fought it for a lot of years. And now, as in my 30s, I'm like, all right, I will embrace this. Because soon enough, it'll be spring, and then it will be summer, and it will be busy. So I'm just kind of letting myself embrace the seasons, and the season of winter is slow.
So embracing margins, slowing down, starting some rituals. Do you have any other tips for us?
Again, this is kind of super broad, but I've fallen in love with the word hygge. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. Have you heard of that word?
Yeah, actually, last year we had a whole podcast devoted to hygge.
Perfect. And I don't think there's a good word in English, but it's like a deliberate cozy. And it's everything we've been talking about, like lighting a candle. And maybe that's what you could do if you don't have a fireplace, starting a fire, drinking something warm, playing a game, just almost embracing like the small things too, the minute things. And that is the art of hygge, having some hygge in your life.
Actually, for that episode, Alex created a signature drink, a hygge cocktail.
Yes, please.
And he actually served it to me on the air. He had never made it for me before and just made it for me on the air. And I loved it.
I love that idea. I've got to stop repeating myself. But you can taste. You taste things differently in winter when you slow down. And embrace the tiny things.
Absolutely. So finding things that can be special, be it a special cocktail or lighting a candle, just keeping things special and unique to kind of engage yourself instead of going into a deep, dark hole of depression, which is what I do many times.
I know. I know the rest of the world does. I'm the only weirdo that mourns the last snowfall. what do you do in the winter? How do you keep yourself thriving, happy?
Well, I am still learning. I must admit that I don't have a built-in love for winter as you do, but I have some coping mechanisms. So one of the things that I've started doing is really trying to stay physically fit during the winter. I know it's a hard time. Everyone just wants to snuggle up and kind of sit on the couch.
And hygge.
Exactly. But I have been kind of focusing on trying to stay physically active. And one thing, over the Christmas holiday, my sister and I made sure that every morning we got up and we did a little exercise video together. We found it online. It was free. And we tried to find some videos that combine cardio and muscle toning together. So I'll put a few of those in the show notes for this episode. But it really helped us to start out the day with those endorphins going. We felt good. We didn't feel lazy. We felt like our heart rate was up, our muscles were toned, and we were ready to start the day.
That's so smart. That is one hard, hard thing to do in the winter, to keep your body active, especially when it's so cold outside. Do I get in the car and go to the gym? So I like your idea to stay at home, work out to a free video.
Yes, I'm totally a homebody in the winter, so working out at home is perfect for me, and I don't have to get cold and get outside, though I know you were telling me earlier you love walks outside in the winter, so that's another option as well.
Yeah, I do. We actually live right along the Mississippi River, and there's a paved path, but then there's an off-beaten path, so my daughter and I, she's 3, will go walk through there, and you can see the Mississippi. It's frozen, and it's different hues, it's different shades of blue, it's beautiful, and your senses are just super heightened. And we only do that, I should say, I'm not that cool, we only do it when it's like in the 20s, when it's a nice sunny warm winter day, warm 20s, you know.
So I have a little bit of physical fitness, then I try to focus on a little bit of mental engagement. So for me, for Alex and I, we're in a book club actually with some friends.
Cool.
We read a new book every month. And so we've found that's a really nice way to kind of keep yourself mentally engaged, or even have a TV show that you love. Just having a story to get you through the long winter months is really helpful.
Totally. Do you have a favorite winter book?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if I have a winter book. I'm trying to think back on some of my favorite books from our book club so far. We read 11/22/63 by Stephen King, which was long but really good. It's about the Kennedy assassination and kind of fictionalized time travel type of fun story. Another book I really enjoyed was The Book Thief. It's set in Nazi Germany, and it's a story of a girl who actually she uses stories to kind of get her through some hard times. So those have been some good books. We'd love actually to hear from those of you listening, what are some good books that you've enjoyed that you would recommend to help get through the winter? We'd love to hear at our podcast page. Lastly, I would say having a challenge of cooking a new recipe is always great to get you through the winter. Novel idea, huh?
I love that idea.
Since this is a food podcast, we should probably talk about food. So I love cozy winter recipes. Even though I don't love winter, I love cozy soups in the winter specifically, or anything really that's in a bowl.
Yep, that's exactly what we make. I love that winter food is kind of simple. It's kind of peasant food. Like, you can throw a bunch of vegetables and a grain in a soup, in a pot, and call it a soup, and it's warm and it's hearty and comforting.
Absolutely. We just developed a recipe called, I haven't titled it yet, but it's a curry chickpea soup. It's super easy and mainly pantry ingredients. So even if you're snowed in, you could probably make it.
I do. So this, you say survival, and I think that's what's true up here. People feel like in Minnesota, they feel like they've survived. And there's so much you can make out of the pantry. And it's so fun to open up and be like, how am I going to survive dinner? Which happens about every night in our house. But the pantry is amazing. If you keep it stocked, chickpeas, tomatoes, there's so much you can make from a can of tomatoes. That's what we oftentimes grab, or a can of beans. So much magic happens out of almost that discomfort. And that's a little bit of why I love winter too.
All right, well, I'll place a link to that recipe in the show notes. And one last recipe, I know I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but for every Christmas Eve now, we make a tomato artichoke lentil stew that we developed a couple years ago. And it's so hearty and delicious, and we actually just had it reheated today. And again, it's just a very hygge recipe while also being very nourishing and healthy.
That sounds excellent.
All right. Well, I am totally kind of burning up here right by your fireplace. I have hot coffee. I am so hygged out right now.
How could you be hygged out, Sonia?
Well, it has been so much fun spending time with you today, Melissa. I love all your thoughts on thriving in the winter. And we would love to hear from you, podcast listeners. What are the things that you do to survive or thrive in the winter? We would love for you to use the hashtag #SurviveWinter and show us on Instagram, or head over to our podcast page, acouplecookspodcast.com. Click the link to this episode and let us know what you do to survive.
Thank you guys so much for having me and for letting me talk about my favorite subject, winter.
Absolutely. Now let's go drink this coffee.
Cheers.
Well, I think I could survive winter if Melissa were my neighbor.
Except you'd have to move to Minnesota to make that happen.
Good point. Maybe I'll stick where I am.
They had minus 40 just a few weeks ago.
I'll find some other survive winter or thrive in winter people to help me out here in Indianapolis.
That's right. You need to get your thrive on.
Exactly. So we shared a few recipes, or I shared a few recipes In that conversation with Melissa, we talked about our tomato artichoke lentil stew and our new creamy coconut curry pantry stew, which is a fun one we just released using all pantry ingredients, including some curry powder, coconut milk, chickpeas, all blended together into a delicious creamy soup. I have one more soup for you because we just can't get enough of soups in the winter.
Before you know it, it'll be spring and you'll just be sick of all these warm, tasty, delicious soups. So got to get them in while you can.
Exactly. So this one that I found is a sweet potato soup with harissa and greens. If you're not sure what harissa is, it's a North African chili sauce, and you can find them in varying strengths. I know it sounds a little bit hot and spicy, but we usually buy them mild, which is very flavorful. It adds a really great kick to a soup without being blow your head off spicy.
And you just kind of use that as a garnish, right?
Right. In this soup, it's all about sweet potatoes and peanut butter, actually. So it's kind of a little bit of an African flair. If you've heard of an African peanut soup, it's similar to that. So we've got a bunch of sweet potatoes, peanut butter, and some spices. And then it is also packed with some greens. So some spinach in there, chopped peanuts on top, and a little bit of harissa to top that off.
Now, one of the spices in there is turmeric. I feel like we're seeing that more and more, but it's not something that used to be common in our pantry. Can you tell me a bit more about turmeric?
Absolutely. Turmeric is a very bright yellow spice, and it brings a very earthy flavor to soups and stews. And there's a lot of talk right now about the nutritional benefits of turmeric as well.
And if you're looking to stain like your countertops or clothing, I recommend keeping turmeric in your cabinet at all times.
Right. We actually also use it as a little bit of a cheater when we make paella. Instead of using saffron, which is the world's most expensive spice, we use turmeric instead to get that yellow color. So spicy and delicious soup, that sweet potato and harissa and green soup. I will place links to all of those recipes in the show notes. And we would also love to hear what are your go-to soups for the winter.
So I have to know, are you actually feeling more optimistic about winter after this episode?
You know what? I think I kind of am, truthfully, not just podcast voice. I really am feeling good about winter at this point. Now it is just January 2nd, so I have a long ways to go, but I'm realizing that every season has its benefits. We have the benefit in winter of slowing down, enjoying the warmth, the hygge, and snuggling in before the crazy rush of spring and summer. So I'm feeling good right now, but I would love to hear from those of you who also have a hard time with winter. I'd like to see what kind of coping mechanisms you have for getting through the season. Just tag us on Instagram and use the hashtag #SurviveWinter.
Or if you're not an Instagram user, check out acouplecookspodcast.com and click on this episode where you can leave a comment.
And what about you, Alex? You haven't really weighed in about your thoughts on winter.
I don't really mind it, especially if we get a little bit of light dusting of snow. I don't need 3 feet, but a little bit of snow makes me pretty happy. Before we know it, it'll be February, late February, early March, when the greens will be popping up in our grass, and I'll have to be pulling weeds and
ordering seeds
and all that. So I see no need to rush it. Hashtag save the seasons.
All right. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed today's show. For more recipes and inspiration, you can head over to our website, acouplecooks.com. And as Alex mentioned, you can head over to acouplecookspodcast.com, click the link to this episode, and tell us all your thoughts about winter, cooking, soup, recipes, hygge, etc.
And don't forget to share this podcast with a friend, because we'd love to get more listeners just like you tuning in. And we found that there's no fancy way to share. Like, the best thing is just to write an old-fashioned snail mail letter to a friend and say, hey, I love listening to the A Couple Cooks podcast. You should try it out too. And if they happen to be 50 years of age or older, I recommend grabbing their phone and installing it for them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Your uncle showed us that he had subscribed to our podcast, but he had not yet figured out how to actually listen to it. So you may have to help people who are technologically challenged figure that out, but use that as your do-gooder moment of the week.
Thanks again for tuning in, and happy winter.